You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM Gina Alexandria, 98.9 FM Monroe West Monroe, 92.5 FM Shreveport Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
For our Lord's burden was the glory of God. And this glory would be realized in his finished work on Calvary. Yeah. Jesus knew his mission. The question is, or the question we can ask ourselves, is do we know our mission? Mm-hmm. Huh. Do you know what God called you for? Do you know why you are here today? What is your mission in life? What and why are you here? God has a specific purpose and a specific plan for each and every one of our lives. And our prayer life is extremely important for each and every one of us to use it. That we can grow stronger and our fuel is increasing, our motor, that we have power to go forth and share to the world what the Lord has proclaimed and ordained for our lives.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Servant of God has every right to ask his Father for help. I know because I ask him every day. We have the right to ask our Father for help. Needed to glorify his name. We praise, we honor, and we glorify him, for he's worthy of a praise, honor, and glory. We have the right, the power to glorify him. Yeah. Matthew 6 and 9 say, holy is thy name, hallowed be thy name. This is the first petition in the Lord's Prayer. And it is the first emphasis in this prayer for holy, sanctified, blessed, consecrated is his name. Holy is his name. Sanctified is his name. Blessed is his name. Consecrated is our Lord, our God, and our King name. Jesus stressed the power and the glory of the Father. And here, there is something about that name. He is called Yahweh, the God of Israel, whose name was revealed to Moses. He is called Jehovah, my Lord, God. He is called Adonai, my master. He is called Elohim, my creator. He is called El Shaddai, my supplier. The Lord has already allowed us to be able to tap into the resources, even in his name. Just call his name. He is our Lord, our God, our master, our creator, and our supplier. Whatever you need in this life, all you have to do is call upon the name of the Lord God Almighty. In that first verse, it states, these words spake Jesus, and he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. When Jesus spoke of his hour. This is the seventh and last hour, or the seventh and the last time that Jesus would refer to his momentous hour. It is a time when we can see what the Lord is revealing and unveiling. It was the hour when the Son of God was to terminate the labor of his work, his important work, by death still more important. It was the hour when the Lord of glory was to be made sin, yes, to be made sin for his people and bear the wrath of a sin-hating God. Yes, God hates sin. It was the hour for fulfilling and accomplishing many prophecies. It was the hour when history of the universe can supply no parallels to the eternal Son of God. When the serpent was permitted to bruise the heel of the woman's seed, not the man's seed, but the woman's seed. But why did Jesus begin his prayer by referring to this hour in the Lord's Prayer for himself? There is a pleading as well as a petition. A pleading as well as a petition. Prayer is the expression of desire for benefits by one who needs it to one who can confer it. In other words, God has the power to give or to confer gifts or benefit to those who ask him. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. If you not asking, how do we expect to receive?
Right.
Now we understand why Jesus said all of these things. And our petition, my brothers and sisters, is a formal request in knowing how and when to pray. Maybe the reason we don't have it is because we have not asked him. In Jesus' prayer, he said, Father, glorify thy Son. This was our Savior requesting the Father to support him on the cross. What's your cross like? And have you going through your trials and your tribulation in life, do you know you have the support of a Heavenly Father who loves you in spite of what you're going through? Jesus said, support me, Father, on the cross. And then afterward, bring me out, or bring him out of the grave and set him at his own right hand, the right hand of power and authority of the Father, as the glorious attribute of the Father, his justice, his holiness, his mercy, his faithfulness might be magnified. The glorification of the Son had a double meaning of his hour. Glorify me in my suffering and glorify me after my suffering. In both of these aspects was the Lord's prayer answered. It was answered as the angels were sent to strengthen him in the garden. It was answered by the testimony of Pilate when he said, I find no fault in him. It was answered when the dying thief asked the Lord to remember him when he entered into his kingdom. It was answered when the centurion soldier said, truly this was the Son of God. His resurrection, Antioch, and his exhortation to the highest seat in heaven was his glorification following his suffering. Jesus' desire was to be glorified by the Father, not by men. There are times men want to be glorified. pride there. They want the pride. They want the authority. They want to be lifted up. They want parades lying in the streets, and you want to look like he's an emperor or a king. There are men who want all of this authority. They want men to be glorified. But Jesus said, I don't need men to do that. I need my Father to do that. And that was one who had that same desire for that glorification, but his desire was messed up. And when you are lost, when you don't have connection with the Father, you are going farther and farther away from the source of life. Jesus wanted the Father to glorify him. Scripture said in the first verse, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Only the Son glorifying the Father, and the Father glorifying the Son. Then Jesus said in the concluding verses, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, as thou hast given him, Jesus, power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. God knows who and how many will receive Jesus. 8 billion people in the world, all created by God, but not all 8 billion are God's people. But God knows, because he's an omniscient God. He knows, he has all knowledge. He knows who will come, when they will come, the way they will come, the direction they will come, and the time they will come. He knows who will call upon the name of Yahweh. He knows who will call upon Adonai. He knows who will call upon Jehovah. Why? Because he knows the heart, the content, and the character of his people. He knows what you're thinking before you think it. He knows your lifespan before it ends. He knows your eternal destiny before you even get there. God knows it all. And the third verse, it says, and this is life eternal, that they may know the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Eternal life is not simply endless existence. Everyone will exist somewhere forever. Eternal life is not endless existence. You and I will exist somewhere eternally, either with him eternally or separated from him eternally. It will not end at death, because death will end one day, because God will separate the righteous from the unrighteous, the sheep from the goat. Those that are here will live with him for an eternity. And those that says, I will give it all up. I don't care. I was watching a program the other day, and a lady was off into drugs, and a lot of stuff was talking about that she was not going to pray to God. And she used a terrible, profane language word. And literally said, I did this on my own. I'm supplying. God ain't doing nothing for me. She said, I'm providing for me. And I said, Lord, she needs help. Because even in a profane language of God, God is still trying to save her from herself. Even when we are away from God, God is sending preachers to preach to those who are lost. I went to Kingston, Jamaica. This woman was in Kingston, Jamaica, and I prayed to a drug lord, and he surrendered his life to the Lord, and the Lord was bringing people in. Why? Because the Lord knew who would come, when they would come, and the direction at which they would come. And that's why the Lord sent us to do missionary work. And there are those who are not hearing. But when the power of the Holy Spirit touched their life, you cannot be the same.
No, Lord.
You cannot sit under sound biblical teaching and remain the same way.
Yes, Lord.
Something has to change.
Yeah.
Jesus said in that fourth verse, I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou hast given me to do. Calvary was the price paid for our redemption. Calvary was